Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the FSN E-Commerce Ventures Limited Q3 FY24 earnings call hosted by Morgan Stanley. This event is not for members of the press. If you are a member of the press, please disconnect and reach out separately. For more important disclosures, please see the Morgan Stanley disclosure website at www.morganstanley.com/researchdisclosures. Please note that this call and your questions will be recorded and may, in certain circumstances, be distributed to clients and/or made publicly available. By participating in this event, you consent to such recording, distribution, and publication. All participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. I'll now hand the conference over to Ms. Sheela Rathi with Morgan Stanley. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. This is Sheela Rathi from Morgan Stanley Research. Welcome to the FSN E-Commerce Ventures Limited Q3 FY24 earnings call. From the management of Nykaa, we have Ms. Falguni Nayar, Executive Chairperson, MD and CEO; Ms. Ranjit Nayar, Executive Director and CEO of Beauty E-Commerce; Ms. Adwaita Nayar, Executive Director and Co-founder, CEO Nykaa Fashion; and Mr. P. Ganesh, Chief Financial Officer. Before we start, we would like to point out that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the presentation. Kindly note that the call is meant for investors and analysts only. With that, over to you, Falguni, for your opening remarks.
Thank you very much, Sheela. It's a pleasure to be here amongst all of the investors, and thank you for giving us this opportunity. I'll begin with the presentation. We'll begin with performance highlights. So I think we saw that quarter three of financial year 2024, Nykaa continues to drive profitable growth. Our gross merchandise value at 3,620 crores is about 29% year-on-year growth. The net sales value, and I'll talk the numbers in million, at 17,866 million is about 24% year-on-year growth, and revenue from operations at 17,888 million is about 22% year-on-year growth. On the gross profit basis, our gross profit came out at 7,600 million, which is about 20% year-on-year growth, and the gross margins are at 42.5%, which is albeit about 86 basis points lower on a year-on-year basis. There are more details on each of those in later numbers, and hence I won't elaborate on these here. On the EBITDA, sorry, I'll just talk about the EBITDA. On the EBITDA basis, our EBITDA came out at 988 million, a 26% year-on-year growth, and the EBITDA margins are at 5.5%, which is about 18 basis point improvement. On the profit before tax basis, it's at about 265 million, almost 109% year-on-year growth, with profit PBT margin at 1.5%, which is a 62 basis point improvement on a year-on-year basis. With that, the PAT has come out at 175 million rupees, which is 106% year-on-year growth, with a PAT margin at 1%, almost a 40 basis point improvement. Taking it forward, I think we are delivering growth across all our verticals, and we are happy about that. I think what we've done is we have given the year-on-year growth for the third quarter of the current financial year, but at the bottom, we've also given a two-year CAGR for each of the businesses so that you can compare how the businesses are growing from a medium-term perspective. On the GMV basis, the beauty grew at about 25% on a year-on-year basis. It's a similar growth rate as a two-year CAGR. On the fashion business, the GMV growth came out at about 40% year-on-year, with the fashion GMV at 10,125 million, and this is about a 45% CAGR growth over a two-year period. If I look at the other businesses, which includes mainly the Nykaa Man as well as the eB2B business platform, which is the most significant part of the business, what we call as the Superstore by Nykaa, that other business has grown at about 39% on a GMV basis. Within that, the Superstore business has grown 68% on a year-on-year basis, and the two-year CAGR is at about 122%. The GMV of these businesses now stands at 2,373 million, so it is becoming reasonably significant. On the NSV basis, the growth in beauty were lower at about 20%, and the NSV was at about 13,805 million. One of the reasons for divergence in the GMV and NSV growth in beauty particularly is that it was a difficult year for many of the beauty companies in the country, and as a result, the discounting that they are offering to the consumer has gone up. Many of you all are aware about some of the rural growth and growth in other channels being slower, and as a result, the discounting in beauty business has gone up a little bit more this year. And there's more on that that Anshit will take us through. On the fashion business, the NSV grew at 31% compared to the GMV of 40%, similarly slightly higher discounting. And in the others business, in fact, you can see that the NSV growth was at 88% against the GMV growth of 68%, especially for Superstore. And for overall category, 67% NSV growth against 39%. This is particularly indicating some of the improvements that Nykaa did in terms of leakages that these businesses used to face. And with that kind of leakage improvement, we've been able to deliver higher NSV growth compared to GMV. NSV growth for other businesses also came out at 1,309 million. And a two-year CAGR on NSV growth has been as healthy as 221% year-on-year. Next. So like we talked about it a couple of years ago, that we were aiming for business diversification to serve the larger TAM. And that's exactly what Nykaa has been able to achieve. So if you look at a two-year period between quarter three of 22 to quarter three of 24, you can see that against the total net sales value of 17,866 million, now beauty contributes about 78%, with fashion contributing 15%, and other category contributing about 7%. I think you can see that all of the businesses are growing healthy in a similar manner, with, of course, some of the really nascent businesses outperforming in terms of growth. And this is resulting in a fair amount of diversification, and yet diversified growth. Each of the businesses are delivering growth. On the right-hand side, from the opportunity perspective, we have always said that BPC is overall $31 billion market, and it is broken into three components of online being about $10 billion, organized offline, which we call as modern trade, about $9 billion, and unorganized offline, which is about $12 billion opportunity. And Nykaa now plays pretty aggressively in each of the three segments. We dominate online beauty, but we also have a very significant presence in physical retail now. And similarly, we are building our presence through the Superstore to cater to the GTMT segment. In fashion, we've always said that it's five times the size of the beauty market. And that's what excites us about the business. And we are addressing about $49 billion of that opportunity that exists in the online segment currently. With that, I hand over to Anshit to talk about the beauty business.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I will quickly run through the slides, giving an update on the performance of the beauty.com, the beauty physical retail, as well as our private brands on the beauty side, those various business segments. So if you see the chart on the top left corner, you will notice that the GMV growth over the past 2 years for the BPC segment has been roughly 25%. Taking us to about 2,369 crores of GMV for the quarter ended December 31st. In terms of the mix of business, the loyalty and the stickiness of our existing customers continues to improve, and that reflects in an improvement in the mix of business coming from repeat versus new buyers, now standing at 78% and 22% respectively. NSV growth came in at about 23% over a two-year CAGR, and ended the quarter at 1,380 crores of NSV for the BPC segment. Annual unique transacting customers stood at 11.1 million versus 9.6 million the year before, and a 21% CAGR over a two-year period. In terms of the number of orders that were serviced in the quarter, stood at 11.1 million orders were serviced in the quarter ended December 31st. Next slide, please. So this is a very interesting and unique, innovative event which Nykaa hosted for the first time this year. It was called Nykaa Land. It was India's biggest beauty festival. It is a one-of-a-kind event in which over 80 global and local brands participated in a two-day beauty festival. We had 15,000 plus customers who bought tickets to attend this event. And there were over 12 masterclasses that were hosted and 5,000 participants attending those masterclasses. These events were hosted by makeup artists and professional beauty experts from across the world, including Mario Denny Ivanovich, as well as others listed on the page. There was significant attendance from celebrities as well, Bollywood celebrities, and over 800 plus influencers and KOLs. As a result, we managed to create over 5.5 billion impressions from this two-day event, and 5,000 pieces of content were created and disseminated across both online and offline channels. So this is an event which we see as instrumental in the role which Nykaa plays in the ecosystem, which is that of category creators. Events such as these allows customers to access and to be educated on beauty as a category. And these are the kind of events that will accelerate the expansion of the addressable market of beauty in India and help to take the per capita spend on beauty to higher levels than where they are today, which happen to be some of the lowest in the world. So please enjoy the video, and in about 5 seconds, we can move on. Great. So moving on to the next slide. This was an important quarter for Nykaa Beauty, also from a premiumization perspective. As we have always stated, one of our strategic pillars of the business is to continue to premiumize the consumption of beauty in India. We believe that not only does India under-index in terms of per capita spend on beauty, but premium beauty as a percent of overall beauty is also highly under-indexed compared to other developing and developed economies. As India's GDP per capita increases, we are very optimistic that premium beauty and prestige brands will continue to gain more market share and drive better unit economics for both brand and retailers alike. Here on this slide, there are a couple of examples of some of the brands which were launched by Nykaa in Q3. As you can see, some of these names you might recognize. They are globally well-renowned brands. The first on the page is the brand CeraVe. CeraVe is a derma skincare brand that is owned by the L'Oreal Group, and it was launched for the first time in India in partnership with Nykaa. Second brand on this page is a brand called Urban Decay. It is a iconic cosmetics brand, again from the US, and again owned by L'Oreal. This brand has been introduced into India exclusively with Nykaa, and Nykaa serves as importer, importer, distributor, and retailer for this brand. Also adding to the list is Dr. Barbara Sturm, which is a prestige premium skincare brand out of Germany, as well as ColourPop, which is a Los Angeles-based global makeup brand. These brands as well are exclusive to the platform and are also being imported and distributed solely by Nykaa. So on the right-hand side, you will see a quick summary of some of the brands which we serve as importer and distributor for into India. To remind some of you, this business is, we call it as the Nykaa Global Store. These are brands for whom Nykaa handles not only the logistics and the registration and importing of the products, but also the distribution, go-to-market, marketing, pricing, and customer service aspects of their business. So we serve as the brand's proxy in the country, and we have about 35 brands in this portfolio. We have shown the logos for about 9 of them, which we feel are worth highlighting, some of which we have discussed in the past. This business of ours is growing at roughly 47% year over year, and is a strong addition to our portfolio, as well as a moat against other competition. If I look at the premium business as a whole, today we have one of the largest, if not largest, assortment of premium brands in beauty in the country, 250 plus. This segment of our business is growing at about a 50% CAGR over the past 3 years, and almost roughly a fourth, a quarter to about a third of our GMV comes from what we define as premium and prestige beauty brands. Next slide, please. Spending a minute on our physical retail business, we believe that brick and mortar retail continues to be incredibly important for beauty brands as they look to partner with select retailers. They are looking for retailers who can give them both scale.